I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is the AEW Dynamite After Show on AfterBuzz TV, and have we got a show for you.
We've got
tournaments. We've got bubbly. We've got it all. But before we get started, let me introduce to you the amazing crew that I get to work with today. First up, he is the law doctor and the international super scout. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Roger Corral.
Woo, woo. Guys, I was told that only doctors can wear glasses, and I forgot my glasses.
You missed the memo.
Dr. Jessica.
Speaking of doctors, that is right. Next to him on the screen, she is the fashionista herself. Coming back, ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Jessica O'Connor.
Thanks, guys. I'm happy to be back. And speaking of the runway, I have a very special guest with me tonight. She was once featured on our show. It's Kiki, and she just got fixed. It's a little Conehead Kiki. She's a star.
Oh, Kiki.
All right, she's gonna be a good host.
Kiki, looking sharp. I love the formal wear by Kiki there.
It's an Elizabethan collar. It's very in this season.
And speaking of Elizabethan collars, ladies and gentlemen, she is the indie darling herself. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Anissa Barr.
Hey, I'm excited to be back, finally.
And when he's not busy breaking down all the biggest movies Hollywood has to offer, he's in the booth producing. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for Ryan Guy. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm well, and I'm just going to let you know, the NXT crew was talking some smack. Not SmackDown, but Flobo's in the chat, and he's got some things to say right now.
Flobito.
Flobito.com.
Flobo, is Flobo still with AfterBuzz?
Oh.
Jade.
Speaking of still with AfterBuzz, I am your benevolent host, Fancy Jack Farmer. Stocked up and ready to go. This is going to be a fun episode. I feel like we're just going to let our hair down, the hair that we haven't been able to get cut in so long. Speaking of your hair not getting cut in so long, before the show started, we had some quarantine upkeep chat going on. I don't know about you guys, but this beard barely survived the morning. I can't stand it. I'm ready to get rid of it. How are you guys maintaining so far?
That's a good beard, Jack. I like it.
Are you doing the thing where you're growing it out until we go back to work? Are you one of those?
That was the plan. I don't know if I'm gonna make it,
though. You're like, I don't want it to go down to my kneecap, so probably not.
Yeah, I'm gonna be looking like Brody Lee here in a little bit. My hair's almost long enough to put in a bun. I'm excited about that.
Man buns are fun, I'm telling you.
Yeah, Roger, you and I, we're gonna have similar.
You guys are starting to look alike, and then me and Anissa are starting to look alike. I think we've been around each other for too long. We're just like osmosising
together.
That's too much.
Yeah, you know, speaking of osmosis, how'd you guys enjoy this show? This was a little bit of everything today.
Yeah, I mean, we got a little bit of new stuff. We have some faces that we haven't seen in a while. And then we have faces that we haven't actually seen at all. But I really like that they're having their own crew standing by in the audience, because we kind of need a little bit of audience in wrestling in general.
I think we need a little bit of the bubbly is what we need, guys. And we got a lot of it tonight. And I was happy with that segment. We got a lot of good stuff tonight, so I was happy.
I felt like there was a really good pace to this episode. You know, like that, I think that's definitely a challenge in this new coronavirus, you know, on a path. I don't even know the word we could call this, but it's hard to keep the energy up. It's hard to keep the episode moving like it usually does, but I felt like this one really flowed and it kept my attention the whole time. I was a big fan.
Yeah, it did a lot of things really, really well. Something I thought that it did well, that they've been doing well the past few weeks, Chris Jericho on commentary again, incredibly
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Incredibly entertaining. I had a question for you guys, and you know what? I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Jessica, and there's some differences in commentary types. There's the Excalibur type of commentary, and then there's the Tony Schiavone type of commentary, and the difference is Excalibur is a guy who always uses the exact like phrase and naming of the moves. He'll say things like, "What a tope suicida from Darby Allin," versus Tony Schiavone, who's very much more, "Darby Allin jumped over the top rope and landed on a guy."
Yeah.
Which do you prefer? Do you prefer the person who just kind of says what happened, or do you like the technical names in these?
You know what? I was going to say Tony, like, off the bat, just because I'm a noob and he speaks my language. You know, he makes it more accessible for people like me. But at the same time, I do appreciate the terminology because then I get the opportunity to learn and I can identify and say, hey, this is this, this is that. So I think that's why they're such a little dynamic duo, because they balance each other out.
Jessica, do you find yourself saying tope suicidas in casual conversation?
I say it in my sleep. I wake up, I'm like, "Tope suicida!" It really has been scaring my neighbors.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting hearing the different types of commentary. I'm a commentary nerd, so I thought it's really interesting hearing those different things. But let's get into the show. There was so much that happened, and right off the bat, we had a banger of a match: Darby Allin, Cody, for the right to face off for the TNT title. And I'm gonna start off just by talking about the build of this little video they had. I thought the videos they do to build up these matches are so good. I thought that at first they were doing these to fill time and to use up time, since they don't want to use so much empty space in the arena. I think they should keep doing these forever, though. Anissa, how do you feel they did building up this match just with that little video beforehand?
You know, I'm always the type of person where I like video packages. It really helps with building up the match. And especially if somebody who's watching AEW for the first time, they're not familiar with what's going on, and the way they edit it and just pretty much how they use each clip, it just amazes me. And for me, I thought this was a very, very successful promo package for the match.
I thought it was well done as well. Roger, I feel like this should have been the main event. How do you feel about them putting it this early? This was the match I think a lot of people are looking forward to the most. They start off the show with it. I know this is probably one of those you win either way kind of questions, but do you think this should have been the main event, or was this better to open it up with this match?
I think it goes 50-50, because I think both matches had good lead-ups to it. And like Anissa said, like, I'm always down for a great video package. I mean, honestly, do you see yourself ever seeing like a Dr. Phil episode or a Jerry Springer episode without a good video package? You know, like that adds a lot. And so
I imagine... I was going to say, Mari would be a very boring show if they're like, is he the father? Nope. Is he the father? Yep.
Yeah.
Case closed. Thanks for coming, guys.
You need the buildup. And I think
both of these
matches have that. So I didn't mind the main event that we had, but I still think Cody is a real star of the company. So I think that would have been the preferred choice, to be honest.
Yeah, Cody made a comment during this video package before the match that it's ironic that he can't go for the world title, even though he did that to himself, but is also the number one ranked wrestler. He came out dressed in gold today, however, though. Jessica, you are the fashionista. Do you think this was intentional? Is Cody sending us a message draped in gold?
You know what? I didn't think of it that way, but I enjoy that you did. I like that you were putting your fashion cap on and looking at the symbolism of it all, because we know wrestling loves to do that. And I think you could be right. Yeah.
It's a fashion beret, to be honest. But
Not even a cap. Okay.
No. You know,
I'm more of a strawberry beret.
Oh, little prince there. So there's a moment here. I thought of you, Roger. There's a moment here during this match. Darby Allin is barreling towards Cody. Cody sidesteps, and Darby hits Brandy, knocks her over. First off, not the most gentlemanly move of Cody to do, but later in the match, Cody sat there, his belt in his hand, and he could have whipped Darby and gotten some revenge after that, but he chose not to. Roger, as a married man, did Cody punk out a little bit here? He should have gone for the hits, right? Did he not stand up for his wife?
I mean, yeah, if anyone touches your lady, then hands have to come up. You know, that's the way it works. That's the way it works since, like, elementary school. Mm-hmm. If you have, like, your fifth-grade girlfriend and someone dares talk to her, it happens, you know?
It's got to happen.
The playground.
Well, Darby Allin's wife was in the
Wait, where was she? Same.
Where was she? Darby Allin's wife, Priscilla Kelly, was in the crowd.
Oh, yeah, was she?
Cody didn't spear tackle her.
I know, but I'm just saying, if something happens, you know, Darby's.
Could we play devil's advocate and say maybe he was just so caught up in the moment he didn't even look behind him, he didn't know, or he's caught red-handed, like he messed up.
Explaining that during dinner, Jessica.
I am team defend your wife, but I'm saying, is there any shadow of a doubt here, or he was just, screw you, Brandy, I'm in my zone.
Look, it's not just that he let it happen, it's that he had his belt. He was ready to deliver some vengeance, and he didn't. He let Aubrey take the belt away. He didn't dish it out. He didn't get some revenge, and I think that was Cody maybe taking his foot off the pedal just a little bit.
Well, the question is, What would Brandy want?
I've seen Brandy as part of the Nightmare Collective, and I think she would want Darby to get attention.
That's a good point.
That, I think, is the rule there. So we lost a host. Did the right person win, Anissa? Should Cody have won here, or is this a moment for Darby to step up?
In my opinion, I think Darby should have won. I don't, you know, I like Cody. Cody's great, you know, a big fan, but I feel that I don't want fans to think, oh, just because he's part owner of the company, he's going to be the number one contender of this and that. And unfortunately, that will happen. You know, obviously it's wrestling, but also I feel that with AEW, they're giving Darby Allin a lot of opportunities being on AEW a lot than others, which is great. But for me, I think Darby Allin should have won this because I feel that he has scratched and clawed for years, and I think it's his time to become a champion.
I think that he definitely has some titles coming his way soon. Roger, if someone had made a prediction bracket and put Darby Allin ahead here, you would say that doesn't count against them, right? I mean, clearly Cody just invoked the EVP clause, and it wouldn't count as like an incorrect bracket, right?
It wouldn't. We were all allowed practice sheets, so I think that would count as your practice sheet.
I must have missed that one.
Yeah, so it's fair. It's fair. I could still say my bracket is perfect.
I think you would be accurate, yes.
Yeah. That's totally fair. Where does Darby go from here, Roger? Does he have a thing he can kind of phase into now? He's kind of left stranded, right?
Yeah, but I think you need to accept your role. So I was kind of feeling like Jessica in the beginning. I mean, not just I was feeling like Darby belonged in the main event scene. I felt like he should have won. He had a great package, and Anissa made a good point. I feel like it's his time, but I feel like we keep saying that every time he faces one of these main eventers. And he keeps coming up short. So I think Darby Allin needs to do something to change it up. You know, he lost against Cody back in January with the same move. I don't know if you guys remember. He pulled the coffin drop from the top rope.
Yes, I thought that too.
With the same move, he was defeated the same way. He got rolled up by Cody. So mm-hmm. obviously something in his repertoire is not working. And I think he needs to go back into his arsenal and do something about it.
Just think about what you've done, Darby Allin.
Well, that's kind of leads to my question. Do you think that was intentional? Do you think, because I've noticed he lost to Cody with that coffin drop roll up. Then he started using the new move, the Last Supper, which is that cool leg pin thing. And it's been working for him until he came back to the coffin drop today and it came back to bite him. Do you think that was an intentional move, like as far as the storytelling, like for us to see that maybe the coffin drop isn't working anymore? Or do you think that's just how it happened to, for whatever
maybe reason? It was intentional. Maybe this was supposed to be his move to make the crowd and himself realize that, like Roger was saying, he kind of needs to go back to the drawing board and like work on his moves, come up with something a little more original, something that the crowd and other wrestlers won't expect from him. It's time to reinvent the wheel.
It's time to reinvent that wheel.
And you there's something wrong with losing this way. You know, there's a lot of matches that end in a double pin type of fashion. I was thinking back the infamous Bret Hart Stone Cold match in 1996 Survivor Series, and that ended in a double pin. Sting and the Great Muta back in 89 had a double pin. You know, it happens, and in this instance it didn't turn into a double pin, it turned into a victory for Cody. So yeah, sometimes the dice rolls that way.
Isn't that the dusty finish? Am I not mistaken that, Roger? I feel like that's something you would know. The dusty
finish. Is that what a dusty finish? I feel like I'm questioning myself now.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure the chat will get to us and say, no, Jack, the dusty finish. But I thought that was the dusty finish when they both go for the pin, but only one of them gets it, or there's like a thing like that.
I'm going to go with, you got it, man.
In any case, some that's not dusty. Some that never gets dusty. Some that stays brand new all the time is what we in the industry call the live read. And we haven't heard Jessica do it in quite some time. Jessica, can you tell everyone where they can find us and other shows like us?
It would be my honor. So thank you guys so much for watching us here at AfterBuzz TV. We love having you every single week, and we love being there or at home, whatever. We make it work as long as you guys keep watching. So we need you to subscribe. We need you to follow. We need you to tweet. We need you to Facebook. We need you to write handwritten mail. We don't care. Engage. Help us out. Do whatever you can to keep AfterBuzz the amazing place that it is.
Bing! Thank you, guys. I also want to shout out to the chat. We got some of the usual folks. We've got Dylan Matthews. We got Joseph Boza, Switch Fan, The Wrestling Hound. We also got a guy named Flobo Boyce. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Let me know
Lobito.
If I got that wrong. that was a good promo. We also had another interesting video promo. And it was from Jon Moxley. And he said something interesting. 8 weeks ago, he won the title. Is it just me, or does that feel like he won the title 4 years ago? How time has slowed down, right?
I feel like I've known 100%. You guys for like 4 years now.
Like, that was only 8 weeks ago? Really?
No, there's no way. That doesn't add up. That's really not checking out.
No, but the story here is he said next week, AEW is coming to us live for the first time since all this shenanigans and hoopla and everything else started. And since all the arenas cleared out for AEW, we're getting another live episode. And it was announced by your boy, Anissa. Tell us about this promo.
I wish I could, but I'm going to do my best. No, I thought the promo was really well. To be quite honest, when I was watching it, something happened and it went it blacked out. But I was able
you
to
miss the promo.
The service blanked. If something happened. So, but I was able to watch it. But of course, for me, I thought this promo was really good. I liked where he was. Obviously, that's in Vegas, but somewhere in Vegas, and it just really gives the authentic of where he's at, where he's from, just holding the title. I really enjoyed the promo. You know, it's typical him.
Now, Roger, how do you feel about them going live again? Are you excited? Do you think they should keep taping? How do you feel about this?
This topic, it's weird, man. This turns into a whole political discussion. I feel like at some point, you know, people need to go out regardless. And as long as there's not going to be an actual cure for a while. So, you know, it's up to debate whether you feel like people should go out, whether you think we should do it in increments. If everyone feels comfortable with doing it and they take the proper precautions, then they're going to go ahead and do it. And then it's up to us whether, you know, we support it. So I don't know, man. On my end, I don't see anything wrong with it, but I completely understand anyone that does.
Yeah, I take it under the, I just assume that they're doing everything they can to stay safe and testing all that and doing all that stuff. And under that assumption, I just allow myself to get all kinds of excited for live TV, because that means we're going to see people we haven't seen in a while. Yeah. We're going to see some people like Kaz facing off against Moxley next week. We're going to get to see some of the wrestlers that we haven't been around for a while. I'm guessing Scorpio Sky is going to be around. I'm guessing we're going to get to see some more of like the Jurassic Express. I'm guessing maybe Hangman Page will show up again. I don't know. It's going to be incredibly fun. I am really, not only am I excited to see it next week, I'm excited to talk about it next week. So that'll be a fun
Triángulo de la Muerte. Huh?
Oh my God. I hope we get them. Yes. I'm excited for them. You know who else I'm excited about? I'm excited about a dude with some red hair, Lance Archer, taking on Dustin Rhodes in the finale of the night to see who goes on to face old Cody. This match was definitely the beef slap of the night. Two big old fellas. Throwing each other around, hard hitting. I think poor Dustin didn't allow enough time for his face paint to dry because it looked like it was dripping over into the other side of his face the whole time. Jessica, how'd you feel about these two big ham bones going at it?
You know, I'm not going to lie. I found the match a little bit slow just because it was really hard for Dustin to get a hold of himself. And I thought it would have kind of been cool for it to be like a Rhodes Brothers match, but we have seen that before. And I don't know if it would be as exciting as the match that they're giving us. So I'm happy with the result. And I thought it was good overall. Yeah. Can't complain.
Anissa, how crazy was it? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, Anissa, you go. Your turn.
I was going to say, I agree with Jessica because we've already seen Cody and Dustin before. And even though they made a classic match, I feel that if they do this again, the original classic match, like, I feel like they would want to top that classic match they did at Double or Nothing. And I just feel that it should wait maybe two more years. They should go back and face each other. That's my opinion.
Wait, was that Double or Nothing? Was that a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Time. I think it was Double or Nothing.
Time.
Yeah. I was saying to my, I was chatting with my sisters earlier and I said, doesn't it feel like Christmas was 4 years ago?
minimum. Absolute minimum.
At this rate, we might never have a Christmas.
Possible. Anissa, what I was going to ask, how did you feel about Lance Archer walking on the ropes, backflipping off the top of them and landing on poor Dustin? Have you seen a big guy do a move like that in a while?
Well, I mean, the only big guy that I've ever seen walk ropes is The Undertaker. But for this, it was really interesting. I mean, it surprises you. A lot of these athletes really surprise you because you don't think that they can do this because you're so used to, okay, Marco's stunt, he's just a little guy. Scorpio Sky, he's athletic. He's this type of wrestler. He's and then you got the Lucha Brothers who are tag teams. And then, you know, just different people are used to their own different styles. But for him, it really blew my mind. And hey, I mean, if he can do it, anybody else can do it.
Well, I couldn't do it.
I don't know if
why.
I have a theory. I think Cody Rhodes, first off, he doesn't defend his wife's honor. He doesn't get revenge. Then something happened at the end of this match. Something happened. They were going to throw in the towel. His brother bloody all over the mat, looking like he was about to pass away. They're going to throw in the towel, save his poor brother. But what did Cody Rhodes do? He comes out and he says no. You know why he said no? I think it's because Cody is afraid of Lance Archer, and he did not want his brother to lose, because if his brother lost, that meant he had to face the murder hawk. Cody Rhodes, calling you out. I see through what you're doing. You didn't want to be in that situation, and you made your poor brother get his head slammed in the mat multiple times.
Jack, I mean, if it was your brother, would you be running in to defend him against that guy? He's pretty scary.
That's a good question.
No, I would be in a building.
Evacuate the dance floor.
I find it so interesting how Brandi broke kayfabe where earlier in the match where she was hurt and pain, but when Dustin Rhodes came out, she was magically fine. You know, it was like
she had a new outfit even.
Yeah, like, you know, when it comes to certain things, I wish they wouldn't break kayfabe like that.
Maybe the medical team is top notch at AEW, Anissa.
Yeah,
maybe that ice is with pixie dust since they're in Florida.
Maybe the doctor that fixed her was the guy that Lance Archer threw out into the middle of the entrance and walked over.
That was the doctor.
Probably. How did you feel? You're like, you know what? In the middle of this pandemic, I'm still going to go to work. I'm going to have a positive attitude. I'm going to make a difference. And then Lance Archer beats the crap out of you on public TV and drags his feet over your body as he makes his way to the ring. Great commentary here. Again, I'm a big fan of commentary. During the match, Lance Archer takes the turnbuckle pad off, and Jericho says, "Not a lot of rules in this tournament." And Tony just goes, "Well." Because there's supposed to be rules.
I think we get it.
Lance Archer, Cody Rhodes, who's winning that match? I'm going to leave it open to the panel. Who do you think's winning?
I think it's time for Cody wants the belt. And I've told you this. I think there's been hints throughout the past year. There's an evil side to Cody that we haven't seen because he's still living off of the people. But now there's no people in the audience. So now he could be himself. The true Cody can come out. And I think we're seeing shades of it.
The true Cody that doesn't defend his wife and tries to leave his brother hanging in the ring and won't throw in the towel. Jessica, is Cody evil?
I mean, evil is a strong word. Evil is really, really intense. Maybe he could be a little bit shady. I'm going to say he's mostly good with a dash of shade. Just a little
Is he going to beat Lance Archer?
I think so, but barely. I think it's going to be super dramatic and like down to the last second kind of thing, really theatrical, because that's how Cody is. And I think that the whole reason this TNT championship was created was so Cody could win. It's the loophole that I've been talking about. And I would love for me to be right.
Anissa, that would be great. Is this the loophole?
Yeah, Jessica's right.
Woo! Where's Flobo?
Come on, Flobo.
Where's the sign when we need it?
Who's this guy you keep talking about? I've never heard of him. One thing, I know what it is. It's not Flobo you meant to say. You meant to say Bubbly Bunch. Bubbly Bunch was one of the highlights of the show. And look, these things are great. I love Jericho and his glittery jacket working out. But they have a Manitoba melee on Flim Flam. Anissa, how do you feel about a Manitoba melee? Do you think we should do one? Should we do an AfterBuzz Manitoba melee?
Whatever floats your boat.
That would be fun. I would be down.
You say whatever floats your boat?
Whatever floats your boat.
uh, I thought this was hilarious. I thought it was fun. I loved the special guests. It was the whole time. It was like, oh, this is fun. Oh, this is even funner. Oh, my goodness. Lou Ferrigno with a taser of all things.
Wait. Also, was I losing my absolute mind, or was like the guy on the jet ski from Tiger King in this as well? Did anybody else see him with the girls by the pool? That was him, right?
Yes.
Amazing.
Good for him, by the way. I didn't watch that.
We have a lot of great cameos.
I saw it and I was
living
like,
his best life.
Yeah, he's doing well, apparently.
Wait, that was the Eye of the Tiger guy, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought like, so anyway.
I don't know anything about these people, but of all the people on Tiger King, that guy's doing it right. He rode off on a jet ski. That's a pool with a bunch of
into
girls,
the sunset. Yeah.
Guys, you know Jericho's dad was in it as well.
Yeah,
no.
The jersey,
the hawk
right?
Guy. Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
There's also a guy from Slipknot and Guns N' Roses in there too.
Gabriel Iglesias, the comedian.
Oh, Gabriel Iglesias.
Who was in that?
Oh, Silent Bob.
Anyone
was
else
in
we're
there?
Forgetting?
Jay and Silent Bob were also in there. I love the little touch that they took the music off for Silent Bob, by the way. Jimmy Havoc, and I think Orange Cassidy at one point got murdered by a chair. I think Trent at one point got murdered by being stomped onto chairs. And I think Chuck Taylor murdered Kip Sabian by pile driving him onto chairs. This had all the makings of an Anissa people get killed match. How'd you feel about this one, Anissa?
An Anissa holiday.
An Anissa holiday.
Yeah, this was like, wow, finally something happened. Somebody gets hurt by a chair. But I don't, you know, I mean, I feel bad for all of them because those must have hurt. I mean, you know, good thing nothing happened to Penelope Ford because, you know.
We must protect her at all costs.
We must protect Penelope Ford.
Right.
Overall, how I felt about the match, I thought the match was great. I feel that they should continue a storyline with these guys. I feel that there's a lot of potential. We don't really much see Jimmy Havoc on AEW, on the main show. But I feel that they should totally do a storyline between these guys. I feel like they deserve a storyline because this match was intense.
They should do a storyline with Jimmy Havoc where he needs friends. I feel like
poor guy.
He needs best friends.
That could be good. It could be like a Dark Order thing, but he's recruiting a best friend.
He's like the emo best friend where he's like, oh,
he's the emo best friend.
Who would be his best friend?
He like takes different people on dates to like see if they click. He's like him and Sean Spears hang out, and he's like, hey, Sean Spears, do you like rock and roll music or whatever? Jimmy
he has
Havoc
a British accent, and doing a British accent.
Do you like rock and roll?
Rock and roll, mate.
Right, what's this then? You like
And everyone recommends regular plans, like going to the movies, and he recommends like eating tacks.
And getting tea. Oh. Or eating tacks. Depends on the day.
so that was, I thought that was a really fun Anissa bingo match. And I thought everyone looked good. I have a question about best friends, though. They win all the time. They have great matches. They're a good crew. Roger, why don't I take them seriously as contenders to the tag team titles?
That's your own problem, Jack.
I can't imagine them getting into the top echelon. I can't imagine getting past the Lucha Bros and the Young Bucks and SCU. But
could it be their name?
Have all the talent, but
the best friends. I mean, I feel like that's not very menacing. And Trent, we've talked about how Trent is just bad. I really think maybe it's like deep in your psyche. It's just the name. It's not tough enough.
I know, we need the nasty friends.
The horrible friends.
The nasty friends.
Worst friends you've ever had.
As Jimmy is whispering, the Havoc friends.
The Havoc friends.
You know who else has some good friends? Britt Baker. Britt Baker has a makeup artist. Her name is Rebel. but she goes by Reba. Is Britt Baker one of the best things in wrestling right now, Jessica?
You know what? I was very anti-heel Britt Baker. She did not win me over literally until tonight. Like, up until this point, I found her, like, really, like, unconvincing. And, I mean, she's definitely gotten better over time. But from her debut to now, like, she was really nervous and unconvincing. But tonight, I thought she was so funny. I thought this bit was really good. She was confident. She was cute. It was good. I really like this one. But I thought it was almost a little bit too mean. Like, when she was calling him fat and, like, a snaggletooth and stuff, I'm like, oh, my God, if I was watching this of me on national television, like, he's a very good sport because she went in on him tonight. Like, nothing was held back.
Seriously, we're all in lockdown. And so Tony Schiavone's family is probably watching this at home.
They're like, Dad?
She does such a good job, though, of, like, making it feel just sincere enough and not over the top. And she had such a perfect, like, jerk boss attitude the whole time of, like, hey, if this is going to be if I'm going to help break you, then this is going to be a breaking moment, then you need to do it my way.
Yeah, I need you to call me Dr. Baker.
Are you on board, Anissa, with this Britt Baker? Should she be, like, shot to the moon at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I like the way she's developing this character. Like Jessica said, I wasn't really, you know, into the character in the beginning because we didn't know what they were going to do with her. But I feel that I'm giving more of a teenage rom-com Mean Girl vibe with Britt Baker. I feel like that's what she's giving, and not in a bad way because, you know, that's how I feel. But it's good to see Rebel on TV. Man, they should hire her. Hey, I remember last time she wrestled. But, I mean, now she's Britt Baker's makeup artist. But it was really interesting that they were able to film it where she works. Because, obviously, we're where we are. But, of course, your teeth are very important. So,
I thought Rebel did a fantastic job. We shouldn't bury that. I thought her little facial expressions, like when she was like, yeah, I love working with Dr. Britt Baker. Yeah. She had like a little facial, like, like just lots of little, it was actually really good, really good stuff there. Someone else who had another good showing, Brody Lee, the Exalted One of the Dark Order, been kind of on a squash tear lately, kind of smashing some folks. This time it was poor old Marco Stunt. Marco Stunt with another great video to really build sympathy. My question about Brody Lee is he's unbeaten. He seems to have big things coming his way. I want to do a little reckless speculation, and I'm going to go around the horn here and ask all of you, who do you guys think is going to be the person to be the first person to beat Brody Lee?
Lance Archer.
Ooh. Good guess.
That's a good one.
I think only Brody Lee can defeat Brody Lee.
Does this mean he gets injured, or what does that mean?
You know what that means.
You know, for me, that's a Twitter joke.
I have Twitter jokes all day.
Yeah. For me, Matt Hardy, because they both have superpowers, and we'll see who can defeat.
The answer is no one. The Dark Order is going to rule the day forever because the Dark Order is great. We're running out of time, so I'm going to go ahead and knock out a few quick things. MJF video, great. Loved how he said that he is so bummed out he doesn't get to perform in front of 6 or 7 people.
I forgot about it.
That was good.
Do we think I think MJF's the next world title shot guy. What do you guys think is next when he finally comes back? We'll go to Jessica.
Yeah, honestly, I think that's fair. I could see that for him. I don't have a really specific vision. I don't, you know, fall asleep dreaming up MJF's life, but I think that's a good guess. Yeah.
You don't?
I don't. Yeah. Not recently, no. That's on schedule for next month. That's my vision board.
Another guy that had a cool video, part two, that I think is another world champion guy, someone who I think is a huge star waiting to happen, is Scorpio Sky. Anissa, this is another one of your guys. They've had two videos building him up specifically. I know he's part of SCU, but they've been really focusing on him. He doesn't say he just wants to be good or great. He wants to be a frickin' legend. He did not use the word frickin'. How do you feel? Do you think he's coming back to something huge? Do you think he's come back? Is this just promoting SCU? Anissa, what do you think about these promos?
I mean, I hope so. I liked the video package. The way when he said, I don't want to, you know, I don't want to be the best. I want to be a legend. That really took me off guard because you don't really hear that. You always hear, I want to be the best. I want to be the best. But not everybody says, hey, I'm going to be, I want to be a legend. That's usually the fans that make you a legend. Mm-hmm. So for him to mm-hmm. say that is so interesting. But for me, it's nice. You know, we need Scorpio Sky. We are missing that part of SCU, and SCU needs to come back together and, you know, dominate the tag team division.
And Roger, I have a tough question for you, a tough one.
I was born for this.
Sean Spears had a match against Baron Black. He won with a new finisher, the Sharpshooter, which I think, to me, I always think when someone has a new finisher, it's a sign that they're about to get a big push. So I think some big things are coming to Sean Spears. But the question I have for you, and again, this is a tough one, there's been a lot of local talent, as we'll call it, on these shows lately. A lot of people we don't see on the regular roster. Is there anyone that has stood out to you amongst these new names that you would like to see more of after this?
No, I'm snobby. So I don't.
Ooh. Ooh.
I think you have to earn my attention. If I don't remember,
is that Musa.
Musa.
Musa. No, if I don't remember you, then you obviously aren't important. So the minute that I do,
ooh, you gotta get that Roger stamp of approval.
I like the feel. I like Musa. I like Musa's music too. Beast mode. So yeah, we're running out of time. So I'm. Sorry, everyone. We briefly lost connection, but we are back and we're rolling. It's the Elite of the Week. Starting at number five, we have Chris Jericho on commentary and the Bubbly Bunch, always bringing entertainment, whether he's in the ring or out. At number four, we have Wardlow, who is on a string of crushes lately in a world with Luchasaurus and Jake Hager. He is still the biggest and the strongest, I think, in all of AEW. At number three, we got Cody. He's moving forward in the TNT tournament, and he's a surefire favorite to do well in that final match. At number two, we got Britt Baker. She is bringing so much entertainment every single time she's on. She's trending. She's hitting Cody with shoes from ringside. And at number one, we got Lance Archer. He won his match, and I think he's going to win the TNT title tournament at Double or Nothing. I think he's unstoppable. He's still unstoppable. He's going to continue to be unstoppable. And after all I've seen, I'm not going to tell him otherwise. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your Elite of the Week. This was a tough one this week. I didn't know who to put where. I feel like it's a wide open field. And next week's Elite of the Week is Can't Miss. So after that lineup, so people are definitely going to have to tune in, folks.
That's true.
All that said, it's about time we go ahead and wrap it up. But before we do, as always, Roger, let the people know where they can find you online.
The people can find me on Twitter, Roger_Corral.
And Jessica O'Connor.
You guys can find me on Twitter at JOConnor with three N's, on Instagram at JessicaOConnor_. And you can follow Kiki at sweetbabykiki_.
Yay, Kiki. And Anissa, where can you find you?
You can follow me on all social media at Anissa Bar. Like I mentioned a few weeks ago that I have a clothing line coming out, but it's not wrestling. Just for girls. So stay tuned.
Love that.
I'm going to wear it anyways. And Ryan Guy in the booth, where can they find you online?
You can find me at Ryan Nilsen on Twitter, RYNILSEN. How about you, Mr. Farmer?
Yeah, you can find me at jackcfarmer.com as well as that real Jack Farmer across all social media. You can also check me out on the AEW social media scam every Monday, as well as the WWE Raw After Show every Monday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on AfterBuzz TV. Also, make sure to check me out with my boy, Flogo Boyce, who's been in the chat. Thank you so much for being a good sport, buddy. We do a show every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time called Wrestling With Your Questions. We answer whatever question you want. Could be wrestling. Could be something else. Go ahead and hit us up on Twitter at RealJackFarmer, and we'll talk about it then. Folks, it was great. Next week, the live AEW. It's can't miss. You got to be there. So until then, do your best and be yourself.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.